we forgot to bring it in.
Oh my God, I feel terrible about this.
What were we thinking, Mock? I cannot believe we forgot to bring it in and we got called out for it.
This cracked me up. So on in our YouTube comments from Bradley McKay, and I'm going to read it verbatim and I'm going to use an F-bomb. So hide your kids, hide your wife, because I have to read it as he wrote it.
Okay.
He said, what the actual fuck, Mock and Daisy? You didn't bring it in. So how the hell am I supposed to start my day?
How? So basically he sat rocking in the fetal position all day going, nobody brought it in. Nobody brought it in. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to bring it in now and we're going to bring it in at the end. We're bringing it in twice, you guys. Twice. Bring it in. Bring it in.
It's like a double bringing it in.
The double whammy of bringing it in. Everybody bring it in.
I feel so terrible.
How did we forget that?
I don't know, man. We just got to chatting about other stuff and then we were just like, bye.
We were like, the world sucks. Bye.
Right. So I would like to talk about this email that we got from Steve. Steve has a bone to pick with us.
Oh.
He says, this is Steve. Love your channel. Watch you almost every day. So I feel like you seem to be woman leaning. Sure, get me to purchase my pillow towels for my wife. Sure, she'll love them. Sure, sure, sure. What about me? So he says, so I saw through your crazy appreciation for female, but no love for males. I purchased 2 sets of all white towels for my wife, and I purchased 2 all white towels for, oh, wait a minute. I purchased 2 all white towels for my wife and me a mineral gray set. This way, I'll know when she's sneaking my towels.
Oh.
I will call her out if she uses my pillow all mineral gray towels. Where is the love for the guys?
That's right.
I love chicks on the right, just feeling less love because I'm a guy. Maybe you could mention something about colors for marriage friendliness on one of your episodes. She better be naked before she uses my mineral gray set of towels. Love chicks on the right from all Steve. Right.
I feel like there's a plot here to get his wife naked more.
Yeah. Which, listen, that's fine.
We're down with that, Steve. We're down with what you're doing. Whatever it takes, man.
We're on to you.
Whatever it takes.
But listen, you can never have too many MyPillow towels. That's the whole point, right?
No. And they have dude colors. I mean,
feel like
white is not your color, you know, you may be a racist or you may be a dude and you want the mineral gray. You want that. And that's fine. They have all sorts of colors.
So, they have all the colors.
And you know what? They have robes for dudes. They have dog beds for dudes. Get right there on the floor, curl up, watch your sports. It's fine. It's a dude thing.
They have all the things for dudes. And so too can you. And we love dudes, you guys. So just because we're the chicks doesn't mean we don't love us some dudes. Dudes and women alike, you will love every product that you ever get from MyPillow. And if you call 1-800-875-0513 or go to MyPillow.com, use code... You just disappeared. You literally were completely off the screen.
Shit. Because my microphone is right here. It's like, it's a ball now. It's a ball on my phone. It's just a big black ball that just hangs off my phone. It looks like a growth hanging off my phone. That's what it is now, you guys.
So anyway, call or go to that website. Make sure to use our code. And right now you can get 50% off their dream sheets, the Giza dream sheets, which are just like so soft and luxurious. Or just use our code to get yourself discounts on literally anything that you get from there. That is how awesome they are. Okay, I want to start off and get Saki out of the way just because she's so horrendous. If we could. Saki was asked in her presser yesterday about this gigantic story that we told everyone about yesterday. And I couldn't believe it wasn't like exploding bigger. But the story is about, of course, Reuters getting this leaked transcript, the leaked audio, really, of this call that took place between Biden and Ashraf Ghani back on July 23rd, in which Biden says very clearly, listen, it's kind of looking like the Taliban is advancing really quickly, and the perception around the world is going to be bad, that you guys like can't control your own country. So regardless of whether or not it's true, you need to create a new perception. You need to like make sure everybody thinks that you've got things under control, okay? And so it was like ridiculous, because now Biden, even what, 2 days ago, was saying, we had no idea. We had no idea that it would be this bad.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you did.
He's a big fat liar.
He's a big fat liar.
Fat liar. Mm-hmm.
And so then, naturally.
Yeah, Psaki's like totally, she's just like, nothing to see here, nothing, it's fine, everything's good. Nah. Yeah.
So here is what she said. You guys, look at this.
In any way, pushing a false narrative in that call with the Afghan president.
I think it's pretty clear. Again, I'm not going to go into details of a private conversation, but what we saw over the course of the last few months is a collapse in leadership. And that was happening even before Ghani left the country. What the president has conveyed repeatedly, privately and publicly, is you need to stand up and lead your country. And that's something he said at a press conference in July in public forum as well.
And that's it. Like, that's all she would say.
Yeah. So, you know, the interesting thing is when she says collapse in leadership, I immediately think, so she means Biden? Because that's what, seriously, that's what she means, right? Because that's who has a collapse in leadership, is our president.
How is she saying, oh yeah, this is basically what Biden has been saying publicly and privately for months, when literally 2 days ago he said the exact opposite?
Because this is what they lie, Mom.
Oh my God.
They lie. And the worst part is that people buy it. People, it's like, I think that they even know at this point that they're being lied to, but they want to rationalize so hard that they voted for this jackoff that they're just like, okay, I'm going to go ahead and just pretend that that's the truth and then move on with my life. So I don't have to look at myself in the mirror, understand that I created this. I mean, because they did. It's a disaster. He is a disaster. His VP is a disaster.
Which, by the way, where the hell is she?
Right. I was reading something this morning about how her approval is so dismal. It's so bad. And it's like they're hiding her at this point. Because can you imagine putting her out front right now? Like, she's an utter failure. Like, what she's done on the border is
what
nothing.
She hasn't done.
Exactly. She's been an utter failure. She was a failure to begin with. She was a reject to begin with. And they put her in there because she has the right lady parts and she's the right skin color.
Mm-hmm.
So this is why they did that. It's not because she's a winner. It's because of those reasons. I mean, her own party rejected her. And so she's not qualified to do the job. So you have two people who are completely not qualified. They're so unqualified to do the jobs that they're in and doing, and well, not really, but sort of pretending to do. And so now I think they're trying. They're like, okay, well, crap. What are we going to do? They're just like hiding her. They're hiding her.
I mean, they're doing a mighty good job because like she has vanished.
Right.
Like she has not been seen since Vietnam, you know, like that's crazy.
It is crazy.
Speaking of people who may be regretting their vote for Joe Biden, Meghan McCain apparently is like losing her crap over how bad everything has gone in Afghanistan. And so she said, this is extremely difficult for me to say. I once thought I truly knew Joe Biden, and he helped me through pain and grief, for which I'm grateful. The man on TV giving this speech, I do not recognize this man.
Well,
she is so done.
You shouldn't have stumped for him.
Right.
For years.
Everybody told you this was going to happen.
Unforgivable. I mean, seriously, I want to give grace. I want so badly to give grace, but I cannot. She did nothing but just badmouth the crap out of Donald Trump and talk about how great Joe Biden is. Oh, he's so great. He's so great because he helped me with my dad. That doesn't make a good politician. It doesn't mean that he's going to do a good job with the country, you twit. That's not how it works. I mean, it's like, you think of all people, she would understand that.
Yeah.
But she doesn't understand that. It's not a personal thing. It's a who's best for the job. I don't care that he helped you with your grief. It's like, we don't need a grief counselor. And frankly, he didn't do a very good job with those people who lost 13 family members. He did a piss poor job with those people the other day. So it's nice that he helped you, Megan, but he didn't help those people. And he sure as hell isn't helping this country. But I have no strong opinions about it.
Right.
My God. It's just unbelievable that now she's coming out and saying this.
A lot of people are. I mean, I get that people have the regerts. I get it. I totally get that they have the regerts. And I'm struggling too. Like, with, do I say, okay, you made a mistake. You're owning it. Congrats for admitting that you were wrong. Or do I say, screw you, because we warned you, we pleaded with you, and you refuse to listen, Bill Kristol, although Bill Kristol doesn't have regrets, but like all of those anti-Trump people, I'm so angry at them. Those people I won't forgive.
What it is to me is it just shows me a lack of adult synapses in your brain. It's like these people get so caught up in the cult of personality that they can't think about policy.
Right.
To me, that's a lack of being able to adult. You know, it's like I expect that from somebody who is 17, 18 years old. OK, because I have kids, you have kids. And I seriously expect that sort of, oh my God, I love Joe Biden and Kamala. They're going to change the world. No more mean tweets and blah, and warm fuzzies. And everything is about my feels. When you base everything on your feels, that to me shows such immaturity. It shows such a lack of being an adult and making adult decisions based on something other than your freaking feels, you know? But when I see it from people who actually are at adult ages, I'm like, what? Grow up.
Mm-hmm. Real quick too, before I forget, because I saw somebody commented earlier, and then it was briefly mentioned on our show yesterday, but Matt Gaetz has been exonerated from all of the hullabaloo.
Wow, that's fantastic. You'll never see it in the mainstream media.
Yeah, they're all the people who were like coming out and just couldn't wait for him to go to jail. You're going to jail. You're a rapist, blah.
Right.
No. All of that was, he's been exonerated because the guy was trying to extort him and his family. And that guy is now in a huge heap of trouble. I forget his name because it doesn't matter.
Again, there will be no apologies from any of the people that had their claws out for him.
Exactly.
Right.
Did you want to talk about Kennedy?
Yeah, you guys, I don't know if you watch, I don't really watch a lot of Fox shows, but I watch Kennedy now. I've watched her probably for the past 3 or 4 nights. Just because she's on at a time now that I can watch Fox a little bit, but I'll catch 15, 20 minutes of her show. I freaking love her. She's so funny. I feel like she's kind of like our people. You know what I mean? She has that snark, and she'll say, you know, the things that we would probably say if they put us on Fox, you know, cause she says some things. I'm like, wow, I can't believe she just said this on Fox. But she's on Fox Business. She's not on Fox. Anyways, last night she threw something out there. It was just a theory that kind of just came out. I don't even know if it's a theory. I think it's a fact. But it just came out in passing during a conversation. I thought it was interesting. She brought up the chasm between the warrior class and then like this elite military class, and how that has been like a problem leading to what we've seen over the past couple weeks too in Afghanistan. And I was like, that's something that's not talked about very much, how there is this warrior class in our military who are the guys and the women who are on the ground doing the fighting, doing the grunt work. They're in there every day and they're fighting the fight. Those are the people I'm like, oh my God. I mean, I have so much respect for. Not saying I don't have respect for anybody at the top, but I feel like there is this, a lot of the guys at the top now and women at the top, they don't get it because they're
totally removed from it.
They're so far removed, and they have become in essence politicians, right? Because they're up there and they're given the orders, but they're not in the trenches anymore. And they're living the life, man. I mean, they're paid a lot of money. They're given a lot of perks. They're not, the people that are in the trenches aren't given those kind of perks, and they're not given the, you know, cush deals that these people at the top are, kind of like we are with politicians. And she was drawing a correlation between like those, you know, the people in the warrior class and those people, the elite military, you know, like the generals and the colonels and stuff like that. And then us and politicians and how it's so similar now. Mm-hmm. And then what do you do about it? You know, because that's why there's been such a disconnect between, you know, those, the people that we see running the show and then those warrior class people. Like, what do you do though? What do you do about it?
I know, especially because the top brass of the military right now is utterly untrustworthy. They have lost every speck of credibility at this point.
And they're so worried about, you know, they're worried about fighting, you know, the white supremacy and dealing with gender pronouns. And it's like, holy crap. Yeah.
It's just one more reason that everybody needs to be prepared for every possible disaster that could ever befall this country.
Yes.
And that includes getting your hands on some physical gold. Okay. Cool. And you can do that with a very, very handy little subscription service that we are huge fans of. It's Acre Gold. And they do either $30 a month, $50 a month, up to $100 a month if you want to, where you basically are putting gold on layaway. And as soon as you've earned or paid for, say it takes you 2 months, 2.5, 3 months or whatever to earn a physical bar of gold, you get it in the mail. It is sent to you and then you can put it in your safe with all your ammo and you have it. I mean, it's in your hands. It's not just like a thing that's like part of an IRA. It's physical gold in your safe at home.
Your ammo or your food, Monk.
Or your banana chips. You can also keep it with your banana chips from my Patriot Supply. Mm-hmm. So visit getacregold.com/chicks. Getacregold.com/chicks.
Do it, you guys. Get your gold.
Do it. And then if you want to still get in on this giveaway, because they are giving away a free bar of gold, then you just tweet or post and mention @get_acre, say how come you should be the recipient of the free gold bar, and then you might win it. So @get_acre, and then to sign up to do your subscription, it's getacregold.com/chicks. Do it today.
It needs to be one of our people. One of our people needs to win that.
For real.
You should say it's because I'm a Chicks on the Right, like, viewer. You know? maybe that'll be like the thing that puts them over the edge.
You made me have a thought when you were talking about Kennedy, and now I lost my thought.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, and listen, she's a libertarian. She's not a conservative, but I do enjoy, you know, it's like she was talking a little bit too last night. I totally agree with her on this too, about how Joe doesn't do real press conferences. He doesn't do real interviews. He's not actually transparent. Whereas Trump was, love him or hate him, he would take the beatings. He would take the questions. And I miss that. I totally miss that. Don't y'all miss that?
Oh my God. I mean, I do.
That is actual transparency. I will fight with somebody all day long about that because I'm right. I mean, we are right to say that at least that man was, he would go in there and he would answer the damn questions.
Cause he was an alpha. And he was not afraid. He was utterly fearless, which is the biggest contrast to this weakling that we have right now.
Exactly.
Speaking, okay, I remember what I was going to say. And the reason I probably put it out of my mind is because it's very, very mean.
It's inappropriate. Well, you could come sit next to me. Come on.
It's kind of mean, you guys. So if you don't want me to be mean, you just sing your way out right now. So Jake Sullivan, who... is just like the weaseliest, just so, I mean, he just gives me the heebies. Right. And whenever I looked at him, and so he was on TV, what did he say yesterday? Oh, he was asked by that horrible Nicole Wallace from MSNBC about the Taliban. And like, what are they now to us? Are they our frenemies?
Oh my God, right.
And he was like,
she said frenemies?
She said frenemy. And oh she's like, are they our enemy? Are they our friend? Like, are they our allies? How are we categorizing them right now? And he said, and I'm not making this up, he said, well, right now it's really hard to put a label on them because we need to see how they stay true to their commitments. You know, they really want to be seen as a legitimate government on the world stage. We got to see how this plays out. This is a terrorist group. Okay.
Oh my God.
So I'm watching that. God. I'm watching that and I'm watching him and I'm thinking to myself, and this is what I thought. I'm just going to be real with what I thought. Cause it's mean. Okay.
We're all friends here, right? say the things. We all say the things. Go ahead.
So I'm looking at him and thinking there is 100% chance that he has never pleasured a woman. That's what I thought. Okay.
You're probably, you are 100% correct.
But then, then because my mind went there, then I was like, I wonder if he is married. And so I just looked. He is married to a beautiful girl.
Yeah, it's kind of like when I see Brian Stelter, I'm like, there's no way that he's ever been with a woman. And then you look it up and you're like, oh my God, he's married and has children. Like, he's produced children.
Yeah, like someone got and then with
you,
that.
And then you gasp with horror when you see that. And you like recoil. You're like, look, you're on the internet. You're Googling it and you're like, and then you, yeah.
And you like, I found like all of his wedding photos and I'm like, damn, he did good. I'm sorry, but he's helping to ruin the world. And listen, so I feel like right, I can say that.
He's helping to lead the demise of Western civilization. We're going to talk about it, you guys. If you don't like it, I'm sorry. You can go watch, Brian Stelter.
Oh, God.
Go watch A Thumb if you want to watch A Thumb. But if you don't want to watch A Thumb, come sit next to us. We're going to be catty once in a while. It's called Chicks on the Right. What were you expecting? What were you expecting? Chicks of the Night?
Oh, my God.
Come on.
Only reason that we can get up this early and look remotely halfway decent is because of GenuCell.
That's right.
That's the only reason, you guys.
Right,
and they have amazing fluff butter technology.
It is.
I think we've mentioned it. The fluff butter. There's also plant cell stem cell technology in there.
Plants,
blah, blah, blah.
Plant cell spell.
It's
whatever.
Fluff butter.
It is all about the
and
fluff
that
butter.
Is specifically in their XV cream, which you should absolutely try, their GenuCell XV wrinkle treatment. But right now, I do not know how long this special that they're running is going to last. So now is the time that you want to jump on it, because if you go to lovegenucell.com/chicks, lovegenucell.com/chicks, it's going to show you the different packages that they have. And if you buy any package, doesn't matter which one, 50% off if you use that specific website. Mm-hmm. That is amazing.
Yeah.
If you stock up.
If you've been hesitating and you just want to try them, do it now. It's like such a great deal to get 50% off. And y'all, I'm being serious. Like, I've noticed a huge difference. And I also use like their little, they have like a jawline thing. I have like the saggy sags because I'm getting older. It's just, and I don't put any of that crap in my face. You know what I mean? I don't do any of the stuff, you know, right. I don't do that stuff. So yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, I'm probably gonna like look like a leather bag at some point. But anyways, this stuff has helped like tremendously. So I'm just putting it out there. You know, it's good stuff. It really is.
Yeah,
it's like liquid gold.
My favorite is the spa package because that has like this really good cleanser, the toner that I like. But all of their products are amazing. No matter which package you choose, you're gonna walk away with like a basket full of awesome and fluff better technology. So lovegenucell.com/chicks. That's where you want to go. Check out the packages. Choose one. You're going to thank us. We promise. All right. So Texas is doing some things, right? So Texas is, they've got themselves a new law and it's causing a lot of people to lose their ever loving minds. So I thought that what we could do about I wanted to show a TikTok of a woman who is talking about the Texas law.
Okay.
So let me just share my screen really quickly because this is out of control. Let me see. Here we go. Let me just rewind it. Make sure my sound is on. One moment, please. Sharing and going. All right. Here we go.
Something that's bothering me about the fact that Texas restrictive abortion laws are going in effect today is how a lot of American journalists and, you know, commentators are comparing this to the Taliban and Sharia law. And I just want to point out, if you don't already know this, you can't already clog it. This is Islamophobia. What is going on in Texas?
Wait. What she?
Nothing to do with racism.
She said it's Islamophobia.
Okay. Oh my God.
She'll just wait because it gets even crazier.
Okay.
That you've conjured up in your mind. And it has everything to do with the fact that right-wing evangelism caused this.
That's it. Point blank, period. It has to do with the fact that white people's birth rates are declining. And in a country where whiteness is power, that is a bad thing to them. It has to do with holding on to the systemic power they had for so long that they didn't do anything, including making sure that they harm women and children to keep the status quo. It has to do with white supremacy. That's why this is happening.
All right. So,
does she know who Sanger is? Does she know?
Does it say again?
Does she know who Sanger is? Like, does she know the founder of Planned Parenthood? Like, the woman who does she know? I mean, does she know like who she was and what she stood for? Does she know? Because she's talking a lot about white supremacy. I just, you know what I mean? I like how we're birth rates are declining, but actually, like, the notion behind the whole. I'm just curious, like the. I wonder, like, if these people that are so for abortion realize, like, who, like, what the demographics are on abortion. You see what I'm saying? That's what.
Well, yeah, that's why it's so just absolutely. It's like a mind spank to me what she just said, because she's saying this law is because white birth rates are declining.
Right.
So wait. So she wants more black babies murdered? Right. I don't get it. Because right. That is who that's a horrible, horrible problem, right? Is that there's a lot of black babies being slaughtered by the abortion industry.
Right.
How is that? How is stopping that?
Right.
White supremacy.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like for a bunch of white folks saying, "Stop killing black babies." How is that? How exactly is that?
How dare supremacy? We do that?
Right. I don't. You're gonna have to explain. That's some pretzel logic that, I mean, you're making crap up at this point. That's just, yeah, that you're making crap up. It doesn't make any sense. Okay. So the bill itself, it's what, 6 weeks, right? 6 weeks.
It's a heartbeat bill, essentially.
Right. Okay. So 6 weeks, and then it leaves it in the hands of people, just so people understand. The legislation itself is a little, I wouldn't have written it that way. That wouldn't have been the way that, I mean, the way that it was written, it wouldn't have, if I had the chance to write it, I probably wouldn't have written it the way that it was written. But it is what it is. And when people come out and say, I think this is a terrible thing, to them, I ask, okay, well, when is the appropriate time to kill a child? Like, you tell me, when is it okay for you to kill a baby? I'll wait over here.
I have very mixed feelings about all of this. And so, listen, you know, I am a pro-life person, but I'm also a person who was feeling like we are looking at a very successful 2022 right now, election-wise. And I just feel like this is a massive, massively poorly timed thing to do. Because right now the Democrats are essentially digging themselves a big fat grave, and something this drastic and big really threatens our success at retaking the Senate, the House, and the presidency. Because when people in the center and on the left get all, oh my God, they're taking away women's rights and we're all going to be forced to wear the red gowns and Handmaid's Tale.
Right. We have to like,
that is not doing us any favors. Right. And so I just feel like I get what they're doing. I totally understand it. And it is a states' rights issue to me, but I question the timing of this, because right now it just seems like we're creating a big distraction from all of the horrible things that Democrats are doing. You know what I mean?
No, I totally know what you mean. Like I said, I would have written, if I were going to do it, I would have written it in a different way.
Yeah.
I would have done it, in a different way.
Yeah.
But I hear you on this. Cause the thing is, I think it needs to be done, but I just, cause I'm also pro-life, but you're right. The timing is a little, like, it would have been great even to wait until we did retake everything.
Right.
And then do it.
Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, we need talks more than ever before.
So many talks.
So I do have, remember the chick that we played a while back who was like pretending that she's the girl that wants to help you start like a multi-level marketing thing in your DMs. Yes. Hi. Okay, so it's she's
always,
back.
It's always, hey, babe.
Right.
Hey, hun. Yeah.
Here she is in person.
Is that pumpkin spice? Girl, did we just become best friends? Hi, I'm Mary Kate May. This is going to sound kind of crazy, but I have a business opportunity to share with you because I can just tell that you would be so amazing at being your own boss, gaining financial freedom, and taking control of your life as a woman by selling tights with Christmas trees on them. Crazy now.
By selling what?
$1 million a month working from home part time. Close your eyes and imagine that life. Close your eyes. Come on, close your eyes. Close your eyes. Okay, I can take a hint. Put your number in my phone.
She wanted them to sell tights with Christmas trees on them.
Oh my God. That's so great. All right, we are going to bring it in.
Like hard. Like
we're bringing it in so hard today. Bring it in like you never brought it. You know what I'm saying? You bring it in like you mean it. Okay? Bring it in. Everybody bring it.
So hard. This is bring for it. You, Bradley.
Bring it. We're not able to bring it tomorrow. Okay?
No, we are. We're bringing it. It's are just going to be late.
Okay, it's going to be late. It's going to be a late bringing it. It's going to be at 9 o'clock, 9 o'clock Central, 10 o'clock Eastern, bringing it. Okay.
Right. For tomorrow. Just keep in mind, we are not going to be here at our normal time. I'll put up a little reminder on our page. But
there's still going to be people here jumping going, where are they?
I know. You know there will be.
You know there will be. And so they're going to be hanging out for like 3 hours going, where? I'm bringing it. Yeah. So, but we'll be here.
We will.
9 o'clock Central, 10 o'clock Eastern, around that time, we'll be here.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And we'll bring it.
We'll bring it. So hard.
You guys, have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thousands of Afghan people are desperate to get out of the country, and I'm going to share two of those very emotional stories. I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, I'll tell you about two incredibly brave women and their moment-by-moment courage as their country falls apart. This is what's really happening, and you won't hear it anywhere else. Subscribe to the Sarah Carter Show at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.